Hey, beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 6:45 p.m. here in Telcherry, and I'm just back from the wedding. It's been a great Sunday today, having lots of fun. We played Antakshari after the wedding for nearly 1.5-2 hours. We were busy singing Hindi songs, Bollywood songs, and entertaining ourselves as well as others. So it was a great time spent with friends and relatives. So good day today. Morning, I woke up at 5 o'clock. I wanted to go for a run, so I got ready and I was about to leave when Seema woke up. So I told her, okay, you know, why don't you come with me for a walk if you're okay. And we both decided to go for a walk instead of going for a run. So I walked with her, and we went to one of our relatives' place. This is approximately 3 kilometers from our home. He was ready to give us his scooter for a few days till we are here, you know, so that we can roam around. Specifically for me, I wanted to visit the stadium, the tracks in this place. So I wanted to go there and do my runs. So we went there. We reached there around at 7 o'clock, you know, and at 7 o'clock we met them, and we took the vehicle, and Seema decided, okay, let's go and see the stadium. So from there we went to the stadium. It's a beautiful, nice, very clean stadium out there. It has got a synthetic track of 400 meters. A lot of kids were playing football. Many people were walking on the tracks, but there's no such lane discipline as such. So that's one thing that needs to be, you know, built up with the public there. Not many people were seriously running. So basically a lot of walkers around the track. So that's what I saw. We came back at around 8 o'clock, and I had to do a lot of reviews and connects. So I got busy with that, and I was working continuously till around 10:15. Okay, so 10:15 is the time, and I finished most of my reviews who had contacted me, as well as feedback about a few, you know, trainees. So got that thing done, and 10:30 we left for the wedding venue. We reached the venue in around 20 minutes. So, you know, it was nice to have this lemon tulsi drink, sabja drink, you know, so that was very refreshing. The hall, initially there was no crowd, so it was quite okay. But as the crowd built up, you know, it became very, very extremely hot. The hall became extremely hot, and there was no AC, and just a few fans, you know, working on there. Finally, the wedding got over at around 11:45-ish, and I immediately headed off for the lunch. So I was one of the first guys to be there for the first pandi, you call it, you know. So I had nice rice, sambar, you know, few puta curry was there, a lot of sabjis was there, and paisam, you know, one was peripu paisam and other was palada. So, you know, I had that, and I actually wanted one more glass of each, but you know, the people who were serving were not there. So I went, washed my hands, actually went back to the kitchen and asked them for one glass each of the paisams, and I had it there, and then I came back. So I wanted to make sure that I have that extra set of paisam, because I didn't want to eat later on after that. So by 12:15, my lunch was over, and I was very happy. My stomach was full. So we came back. I came back to the hall, and, you know, we're just meeting and talking with the relatives, and we were about to, after Seema's lunch got away, about to leave, Then they requested Seema and her sister to stay back and go at the boy's place, because you know there's the tradition that after the girl goes to the boy's place, the girl's relatives also visit their house. So that is a tradition. So Seema was requested. So I also tagged along with her. And since the Muhurtam was not there, we had time to play Antakshari and have some good fun singing and all that. So it was good till, I think, around at 3:45 or 4-ish, we left from the hall to the boy's place. And the boy's place is around 20 minutes drive from the hall. So we went there and, again, there was a nice drink that was there, watermelon drink. And we all got seated and we were served one more set of food. You know, that was appam, mutton stew, chicken stew, then the vegetable stew was there. Actually, it was chicken curry, not stew. There was one more, patteri, and a few things were there. So rice, there was rice also, but I didn't eat rice. I just took the appam and mutton stew. I really relished it, and also took a little bit of chicken curry. Was quite full, and then had one scoop of vanilla ice cream. And we were there till, I think, around 5 o'clock, 5-ish, around 5:15. And we left from that place. We were dropped till the Talcheri Junction. And we visited one more relative of ours that stays very close to the Talcheri Junction. And then from there, we just walked up to our home, which is actually a 10-minute walk. And before that, we brought some mutta puffs and veg puffs for the evening. Came home. By the time we came home, it was around 6:30 already. Had a one-on-one call with one of my trainees. Had that egg puff and also the ariunda, which is one thing that I really like. And then I said, okay, now it's time to call off the day. You know, that's it. So it was a great, great evening. You know, one thing that I'm very happy about was I was able to connect with everybody. I was having a lot of fun. Not only I, but I made sure that everybody around was also having fun. And it's all about trying to, crack jokes, but not crack jokes at the expense of others. But, I crack jokes mostly on myself, my talking style, and just pull lightly people's legs, and they really enjoy it. It's just not something that it goes as an insulting thing, the atmosphere lightens up, and it was great connecting with a lot of creatives and people and singing, and it was a day to remember, I would say. And we met the bride and the bridegroom, and I was pulling their leg also, said, my God, you have had a marathon of a day today, sitting all day, smiling at people. And of course, they must have definitely been tired, but yeah, that's their day, right? So the guy is really a good person. I met him. He's from Pune. He works for an IT company. And that's about it. It was something that, you really enjoy the moment. Not once did I feel that I'm out of place, or did I make other people feel out of place. Sometimes I did go overboard in cracking jokes, but I think that's okay. That's completely fine. As far as people are having fun, they're happy, they're enjoying, they're laughing, I think that makes perfect sense, right? So that's how my day progressed, so I'm pretty happy with how things are going. I do have a lot of work tomorrow. I have to close on the Goa camp details and other stuff, and of course the Training Peaks account also needs to be reactivated, so I'll be working on a few stuff on that front. Rest everything, I think, is going as per plan. The weather here is very humid. So definitely I will be taking an evening shower and making sure that I feel slightly fresh at the end of the day. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. Please take care and enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy your time with your family and friends. Om Shanti.